Hey guys, welcome back to Talk with Anjali, episode 2. I was on cloud 9 when the government announced about the lockdown in India. All schools are going to be shut. Initially, I was very happy. My friends and all was joyous of not going to school. Schooling at home was like a piece of cake now. Kyunki class to side mein chal rahi hai, par hum to ghode bech ke so rahe hai.
Dheere dheere, teachers ko bhi samajh aane laga. So, they also started giving us assignments for us to complete and be on track with school. They started planning first tests, online exams, MCQs, papers, and everything. Now, we have to give test because we have to pass with flying colors. Because after all, it is education and this is how it works. Slowly, it became very stressful for us to start learning online. Though we had advanced in of us learning how to use laptops and mobile phones to educate ourselves. Slowly and steadily, sab stressful hone laga. Kya kare, kaise kare, itna sara assignments hai, submit kaise kare, teacher se check kaise karwaye, WhatsApp pe interaction karna pad raha tha. फ़ोन्स यूज़ करने पड़ रहे थे, कॉल्स यूज़ करने पड़ रहे थे डाउट्स पूछने के लिए, क्योंकि आप किसी के घर नहीं जा सकते बिकॉज बाहर लॉकडाउन लग गया है. बिकॉज ऑफ द पैंडमिक मैनी किड्स स्टार्टेड फॉलिंग बैक. दे फेल्ट डिप्रेस्ड, डीमोटिवेटेड एंड सैड. एवरी थिंग वॉज फॉलिंग बैक. मैनी ऑफ माई फ्रेंड्स ऑल्सो टोल्ड मी दैट वी हैव नो वन टू टॉक टू, नो वन to interact with, no one to see, to follow. It was very lonely. It was a pain not going out. It was a pain not interacting with people. But had no choice. Had to follow with the pandemic, with the rules of the government to keep ourselves safe. COVID became a torture. COVID was not at all easy, and especially for the people who got COVID. Hats off to social media who act like a stress buster. We started seeing people cooking, cleaning, washing, actors cleaning their homes, washing and gardening, doing new things and new stuff, learning new languages at their place. Everybody started realizing that this is the time when you can do something new, something creative, and you can learn something which you actually wanted to learn from so long. My social life changed dramatically. I moved everything online, having video chats with my family over WhatsApp or FaceTime. We even had movie nights where I would share my screen and we would watch, chat and drink together virtually. We played house party, dumb charades, charades and what not. We used to have a blast. It was fun. We had our conversation about our experiences, our daily lives, what we actually did during lockdown. In my family, we all love food. So, we started baking cakes, pizzas, blueberry cakes, rasmalai cake, mango cake, what all, and pizzas made of chicken and mutton. Wow! We later realized that we were actually master chefs. Oh yeah, we also made mango mojitos, which were lovely. इससे समझ आया कि हम घर के खाने को भी टेस्टी बना सकते हैं यार. Why not try new things and new stuffs? Every day घर पे कुछ नया बनता था अब. कुछ चटपटा, कुछ स्नैक्स टाइप्स. और सबको बहुत मज़ा आता था। धीरे धीरे जब रियलाइज़ हुआ कि कुछ भारी भारी लग रहा है, हम मोटे होने लगे थे क्योंकि इतना मैदा इंटेक करेंगे, सोडा वोडा पिएंगे और होने क्या वाला है, पेट तो फूलेगा ना। तो अब क्या करें, अब हमने एक्सरसाइज चालू की, फिटनेस पे भी तो ध्यान देना है, फिगर को तो ठीक रखना है। सो वी ऑल स्टार्टेड डूइंग योगास, फिटनेस ट्रीटमेंट्स, एंड एवरी वन वर अपलोडिंग वीडियोज ऑफ देम वर्किंग आउट। इट वॉज लाइक अ ट्रेंड, हैशटैग फिटनेस फ्रीक। ये सब होते होते बहुत टाइम निकल गया, फिर फाइनली लॉकडाउन खुला, पर हम सब डरे हुए, बाहर निकले कि नहीं।
जैसे कोरोना बाहर दरवाजे पे दस्तक दे रहा हो।
पर मैं तो मैं हूँ, तो मैं निकल पड़ी। कभी जाती हूँ अपने भाई के घर, या कभी नीचे घूमने, या कभी रेफ्यूजी में। फिर उसके बाद फाइनली हम लोग अपने होम टाउन गए और हमने वहाँ पे अपना क्रिसमस सेलिब्रेट किया एज यूजुअल। भगवान ने इतना तो करा दिया कि हर क्रिसमस के हिसाब से इस क्रिसमस भी हम भोपाल गए।
बहुत मज़ा आया, इट वॉज़ अ फन ट्रिप।
लिसनिंग टू कोविड न्यूज वॉज वेरी नॉर्मल फॉर एवरी वन अंटिल एंड अनलेस यू एक्चुअली गेट इट। एंड फाइनली दैट डे केम, आई गॉट कोविड। नॉट ओनली मी, माई होल फैमिली, 7 ऑफ अस वर कोविड पॉजिटिव, एंड इट हैड एक्चुअली ट्रबल्ड अस एवरी सिंगल डे।
दिस डिजीज इज वेरी अनप्रडिक्टेबल। एवरी डे वी वर कमिंग अक्रॉस न्यू सिम्टम्स। Some day it was vomiting, some day it was coughing, some day it was breathlessness, some day we didn't feel like eating because we didn't have taste and smell. It was very weird to go through these symptoms for the first time. Because of corona's impact, 4 of my family members couldn't handle it. They were admitted in the hospital for 9 days. But still, we went through this together. That's why we didn't feel it was that troubling. We tried keeping ourselves happy and motivated. We wanted to fight back and get out of this disease. And we did. It is very important to have positive people and the people who will never let you fall apart. You should always rely on your family, friends, who are very close to you and are very dear. During this pandemic, it was my family and friends who helped me to pull off. Guys, I really want to tell you this. Whenever you feel low or whenever you are in trouble, just one call to your families and to your dear ones. I'm sure that it will help you so much that you will be so motivated and you'll feel like standing back and fighting back. It will help you to pump your energy. It will help you to clear your mind. It will make you free from all your worries. Just call or message or talk to your dear ones. This will really help you.
यार पता है, कभी कभार हम सब लोगों को लगने लगता है कि यार हमें टेंशन है, कुछ प्रॉब्लम हो रही है, तो क्यों बताएं बेकार में किसी और को, उनको भी टेंशन दे, जब आपको पता रहता है कि वो आपके लिए टेंशन लेगा। बट हम ये नहीं सोचते कि वो जो हमारे लिए टेंशन लेगा वो हमें उतना ही मोटिवेट करेगा, उतना ही साथ देगा वो प्रॉब्लम को झेलने के लिए। तो कभी भी खुद को अकेले मत रखो। दूसरों के साथ जो आपके लोग हैं उनको बताओ, उनसे बात करो, और आपको ऐसा लगेगा कि यार कोई है मेरे लिए। बहुत अच्छी फीलिंग होती है यार, ट्रस्ट मी, बहुत मस्त लगता है जब कोई तुम्हारे लिए इतना सोचता है। कम ऑन, लेट मी टेल यू अ शॉर्ट स्टोरी। रीमा वॉज टायर्ड ऑफ स्टेइंग एट होम इन लॉकडाउन एंड अटेंडिंग ई लर्निंग स्कूल्स। शी वॉज मिसिंग हर फ्रेंड्स, प्लेइंग इन द पार्क एंड शॉपिंग। She went to her father, who was a chef. She went to him to complain. Dad, I am fed up of staying all day at home. I want to go out and play. Attending e-schools is so difficult. Sometimes the Wi-Fi network is weak. Sometimes the laptop is slow. I cannot focus on learning. It's okay, dear. Sometimes we have to deal with difficulties in life. Her dad replied, Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Her dad took her to the kitchen and told her, Dear, help me to fill 3 pots with water. Now place each on a high fire. Once 3 pots began to boil, he placed potatoes in 1 pot, egg in the 2nd pot, and ground coffee beans in the 3rd pot. He then left them to sit and boil. Without saying a word to his daughter, the daughter moaned and impatiently waited, wondering what her father was doing. After 20 minutes, he turned off the burner. He took the potatoes out of the pot and placed them into a bowl. He pulled the egg out and placed them in a bowl. He then laid the coffee out and placed it in a cup. Turning to her, he asked, Daughter, what do you see? Potatoes, eggs, and coffee. She hastily replied, Look closer and touch the potatoes. She did and noted that they were soft. Now take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Now drink the coffee. Its rich aroma brought a smile to her face. Father, what does this mean? He then explained. The potatoes, the eggs, and the coffee beans had each faced the same adversity of the boiling water. After they were exposed to the boiling water, but in boiling water, it became soft and weak. The egg was fragile, with the thin outer shell protecting its liquid interior. Until it was put in the boiling water, then the inside of the egg became hard. However, the ground coffee beans were unique. They changed the water and created something new. Which one are you? He asked to his daughter. He said, In life, things happen around us, but only things that truly matter is how you choose to react to it and what you make out of it. Life is all about learning, adopting, and converting all the struggles into something positive. So this was the story. I hope this story will bring some change in your life. I hope this pandemic, you are no longer sad and depressed. Hope you see the rays of positivity and deal all the problems and worries with a smile. That's it for today's podcast. I hope you liked it. Do join me on every Monday of Talk with Anjali.